Part 24, God's New Kingdom Spreads. For 40 days after his resurrection, Jesus taught about God's kingdom. He told his chosen followers that they had kingdom work to do. He said that although he must go away for a time, they must wait for a gift he would send to help them do that work. And then suddenly Jesus left them. He was lifted up into the sky. He took his throne in heaven and began his kingly rule. His followers went back to Jerusalem and waited. They waited and waited for the promised gift. 10 days passed, and then they heard something. There was a loud sound like the wind blowing. It came from heaven and filled the room. Then they saw something. Little flames of fire floated overhead and came to rest on each of them. Then they said something. They were praising God in languages that they had never learned. The promised gift, the Holy Spirit, had come to them. Other people also heard the wind and the voices, but they did not recognize the Holy Spirit. They wondered if Jesus' followers were drunk. Peter raised his voice and spoke, "These men are not drunk as you suppose." He told them of the prophets who had said God would send his Spirit. He told them of Jesus' death and how God had raised him to life again. He told them to repent and to believe in God's forever King. This news entered into their hearts. Many confessed their sins and believed. On that special day, God's Spirit gave new life to many. God's people were growing in number again. And as the good news of God's kingdom spread, still more people repented and believed. The good news spread and spread and spread. The word that was preached in Jerusalem went out all across the land. It spread to people in Judea. It spread to Samaria, too. Later, the Apostle Paul spread it as far away as Rome. Far and near, people from every nation were beginning to follow Jesus as their king.